This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Robots are delivering food in Austin, Texas. If they're going to enslave humanity, they have to start somewhere, right? As KUT's Nathan Bernier reports, the machines are competing with humans for space on the road.
Speaking as a non-robot, I know this issue can get complicated for humans, because movies have already given us their version of the robot future.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
But the robot that's come to Austin looks kind of like a futuristic ice cream cart.
We're looking at a Rev-1 in the wild, probably on its way to Southside Flying Pizza.
Luke Schneider is the CEO of Refraction AI. It's a Michigan-based company. It's been operating food delivery robots in Ann Arbor since 2019, and now its silver Rev-1 robot has arrived in Austin to deliver pizza. They can go up to 15 miles an hour while a human monitors remotely over the internet, and for now, an attendant has to follow on a small electric scooter while the robot's AI learns Austin streets.
From an affordability perspective, that's really about getting access to delivery for lots more people than have it today. We can expand the opportunities for restaurants and retailers, and so that's kind of what we've set out to do.
Hiring one person to monitor multiple robots over the internet costs less than hiring a bunch of people to make deliveries by bike or car. The Rev-1 is modeled on a recumbent bike with two wheels in the front and one in the back, which is why it uses the bike lane. Even though it's supposed to yield to humans, some cyclists say they're worried.
My personal view is, you know, I don't believe that these belong in the bike lane.
Jake Boone is an avid cyclist in Austin. He sits on the city's Bicycle Advisory Council.
And I almost feel like we're the test subjects for this new technology, and that does bother me.
But other cyclists are fine with them. Chris Riley is with the advocacy group Bike Austin.
I think that this is an experiment that is worth a shot.
He says more users in the bike lane, human or machine, could lead to more bicycle infrastructure down the road. I'm Nathan Bernier for Marketplace.